Welcome to the PAC Football Report for November 8, 2008. I'm Joe Anderko. Once again, we will take a look back at last week's football games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the week ahead. Billed as the 2008 PAC Football Game of the Year, the November 1 matchup between PAC co-leaders Thomas More and W&J definitely lived up to the hype. In the end, the Saints captured their first-ever PAC Football Championship and the league's automatic bid to the NCAA Division III playoffs with a 35-29 victory over the visiting Presidents. Thomas More rolled up 273 team rushing yards in the win, helping the squad to overcome 361 team passing yards by Washington and Jefferson. In other action, all three PAC road teams came away with wins. Grove City rallied from a 19-10 halftime deficit to post a 23-19 victory at Waynesburg. Geneva used a big second quarter to win at Bethany 38-23. Finally, Teal recorded a 36-22 decision at St. Vincent. Westminster had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition went to W&J senior quarterback Bobby Swallow, who set new school single-game records for completions and attempts after completing 40 of 58 passes for 361 yards and 4 touchdowns in the President's loss. Defensive honors went to Thomas More junior linebacker Brad Steinmetz, who recorded 14 tackles and 3 quarterback sacks against the Presidents. Special teams recognition went to Teal place kicker John Maidlin, who accounted for 10 of Teal's points with 2 field goals, 2 extra points, and a 2-point conversion. This week, fresh off its league-clinching win, 7-1 Thomas More travels to Beaver Falls to face 3-5 Geneva at 1:30 p.m. The two teams will be meeting for just the second time, as last season the Golden Tornadoes prevailed in a 10-9 defensive struggle in Kentucky, which gave Geneva head coach Gino DeMarco his 100th career victory. In a battle for third place in the PAC, 5-3 Grove City travels to 4-4 Westminster for a 1:30 p.m. kickoff. The Titans have controlled the series, going 20-2-1 against the Wolverines since Grove City's last win in New Wilmington, a 21-13 victory on October 7, 1961. Last year, Westminster prevailed 14-7. Veteran Wolverine head coach Chris Smith says balance will be the key to victory on Saturday.
Well, you know, the keys are to play the game we have been playing, which is a combination of run and pass, and to have a good day special team-wise. You know, Westminster's a quality program, always has been. They're coming off a win, and it's going to be a hard-fought game. They're 4-4, we're 5-3. It's about the same, so. It's going to come down to probably more a game of who has the right attitude, who's able to maintain that attitude throughout the afternoon. There's a uniqueness about playing someone who's close by, and Westminster is a very similar school, and so our kids are very familiar with their kids, and that makes that a more heated contest, obviously.
7-1 Washington and Jefferson, still in the hunt for a Pool C bid to the NCAA Division III playoffs, host 2-6 Bethany at Cameron Stadium at 1:30 p.m. The Presidents will need to win their final two contests to have a chance at a playoff at-large berth. Last year, the Bison battled W&J hard, trailing 35-32 in the third quarter, before the Presidents exploded for a 77-39 victory. With 25 consecutive losses in the series between the two schools, Bethany head coach Tim Weaver knows it will take a near-perfect effort by his team to pull off the upset on Saturday.
Well, I think everything's impossible to predict, but I think on the face of it, the only thing worse than playing Washington and Jefferson is playing desperate Washington and Jefferson. They're certainly a playoff-caliber football team, and I think they know now that they have to win their last two games and maybe even have to win them convincingly to get in, so... it's a situation where we may get them completely focused, or we may get them putting a whole bunch of pressure on themselves and maybe press a little bit. So all we can do is control how we prepare all week and focus and watch our film and do our work at practice and try to get ready for them. But I do think it's going to be a little different than it's been.
Finally, 4-4 Waynesburg heads to Greenville to face 2-6 Teal at 1:30 p.m. It will be senior day at Alumni Stadium for the Tomcats, who will look to avenge a 5-point loss to the Yellow Jackets a year ago. St. Vincent has the weekend off. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, please go to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org. I'm Joe Anderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.